The Morning Motivation with Brittany Daniel.
Good morning, good morning, good morning. How are you guys? Good morning, Grand Rising. Good evening and good night to all of my international watchers. I hope you guys are having a beautiful and blessed day. It is April 12th. OMG, where's the time flying? It's springtime. It's starting to feel good outside here in Georgia. So I hope that you guys are well. I hope that you guys are blessed. It's Tuesday. Wow. It doesn't feel like it for whatever reason. I guess it feels like Monday to me. I don't know, but I hope you guys are doing well. Today we are going to be reading out of the 9 things successful people do differently. We've been reading this by Heidi Grant Halverson. So if you guys want to pick up this book, I highly recommend it. It gives you gems and nuggets for your day. And it's a really quick read. It takes absolutely no time to get through. And we are on chapter 7. So the title of today's video is How to Build Discipline. The chapter is Build Your Willpower Muscle. And to me, willpower and discipline kind of go hand in hand. But I like the word willpower because when we hear discipline is like that word consistency where people are like, I don't want to hear it all the time because I know that's what I'm supposed to do. But I, you know, have an issue with it. So we're going to talk about that. We're going to talk about how we can be more consistent with our discipline and build our willpower muscle. That's what we're going to dive into today. It's a very short to the point type of chapter. So it's going to be very easy for us to digest, take it in. I hope you guys have been following along. If you guys have missed all this week, we have been diving into each chapter of 9 things successful people do differently. So it's really, really, really important that we take these things in because we all have different goals. You know, some of you guys just started new jobs, a new career. Some of you guys are going back to school. Some of you all are starting families. You guys message me and tell me all the little milestones you guys are hitting, not even little, excuse me, all the big milestones that you guys are hitting, because that's a part of it. We have to give ourselves credit when credit is due. So I'm super proud of you guys. Keep striving. And if you guys are still working on your goals, don't worry. It's only April. And if you guys need some coaching, contact me for one-on-one coaching and we can get you squared away and get you on the path and create the blueprint that is right for you and your lifestyle. So before we say hello to all my morning motivators, hey, I see you guys in the comments, then I'm going to say good morning, this morning's prayer. And then we're going to dive right into it after the shout outs. Now, if you are not spiritual, religious, or you do not subscribe to Christianity or anything like that, it is totally okay. You are welcome here. I hope that is okay that I pray for you anyway. Okay. So dear Heavenly Father, thank you for waking us up again for another day. Ooh, I pray for just peace and happiness and discernment and a lot of willpower, because whatever we are going through and whatever we are aligning with, whatever you have us doing, Lord, it's going to take a lot of willpower, a lot of discipline, a lot of consistency. And I pray that for me and every single person watching, that we continue to walk and do things that are pleasing in your sight, and that we listen and that we hear from you, and that we do exactly what you have called us to do here on this planet. Your darling son, Jesus' name, I pray. Amen. Amen. So I always pray that we are doing things that are pleasing in God's sight and that we are in alignment, because that's the real true path to happiness. I believe we can have all the money in the world. We can have, you know, not to say money ain't important because we're going to get to the bag. Okay. But we can have all the love we want. But if we are not at peace with ourselves, if we are not at peace with what we feel God has for us, it is very hard to be truly, truly happy. Even when things don't go the way we plan it to go, when we are in alignment, when we have that relationship with God, it just makes our days a little easier. So I'm going to go to the morning motivator shout outs. If this is your first time watching live or is your first time watching at all, please let me know where you're from. Do not forget to hit the subscribe button and give this video a thumbs up. And I love to hear from you guys. So during the conversation, go ahead and chat it away in the comments. I will be reading the comments throughout the live. Good morning, Cooking with Raw. Good morning, Destiny. Good morning, Such a Lady. Good morning, She Amber. Good morning, Felicia. Good morning, Nana. Good morning, Turquoise. Good morning, Being Meech. Good morning, Patrice. Grand Rising. Good morning, Brittany. Good morning, NG. Good morning, Sherelle. I missed you too. Y'all, Sherelle's back out. Good morning, Brandy. Good morning, Charlene. Good morning, Kel's World. Grand Rising. Authenticating Beauty. Good morning. morning. I love when you guys check in the mornings. You guys really do make my day. So if you don't check in, if you want to shout out, go ahead and do so. So we are going to be diving into 9 things successful people do differently. And we are on chapter 7, which is build your willpower. So we only have 2 chapters left. So I have to figure out what's going to go on Friday. Or maybe we'll jump to the conclusion or go do a recap. Good morning, Life is Fabi. Good morning, Kai. Or is it Keith? Let me know. Let me know in the comments below. But build your willpower muscle. So the book says your self-control muscle is just like other muscles in your body. When it doesn't get much exercise, it becomes weaker over time. But when you give it regular work, when you give it regular workouts by putting it to good use, it will grow stronger and stronger and be better able to help you succeed and reach your goals. So what it's saying is if we want discipline, if we want willpower, we have to work at this muscle. It is not something that just happens overnight. I mean, some people are naturally born with just pure discipline and focus, but everybody's not like that. If you're like me, it takes work. It takes a lot of mental work to say, okay, I'm not going to do this. If we constantly give ourselves what we want all the time, if we constantly feed into all of our gratifications right in those moments, whether it's shopping when we know we're not supposed to shop, when it's spending money when we know we're not supposed to spend that wasn't budgeted, when it's gossiping when we know we're not supposed to be gossiping, all those little things, every time we don't deny ourselves, and it can go into like sweets. Me and my honey at night, it's always sweets. We always got to have like a little chocolate, a little something like that. And I'm trying to wean us off that habit because we tend to have little habits that we pick up. You know, I wasn't really a sweet person, but now I've been like making things and cooking things. And I'm just like, you know, and it doesn't really necessarily feed to his diet. And although I don't gain weight like that, it's still something I have to be aware of because of my health. So, you know, denying ourselves, you know, delayed gratification, you guys, is something that is very, very powerful. You know, when we deny ourselves everything that we want in the moments that we want, we train our brains to say, okay, no, I can wait. But when we impulse buy, when we're down and we go shopping for therapy, you know, retail therapy, sometimes it does work, you know, depending on the situation. But if you know it's an issue for you, we got to curb that. Sticking to your budget, being very disciplined. I've even gotten down to the point where if I put it in my cart, I put it in my calculator. Like, I'm very meticulous. I've been getting very meticulous about my money, tracking things down to the penny, because I heard somebody say that billionaires track their money down to the penny, and I want to be as successful as possible. So I was like, let me do that. Not the dollar, but the penny, because those pennies, that change can add up, right? But just building that muscle. What areas in your life do you need to have more delayed gratification on or build up willpower? Good morning. Is it going to the gym? Is it in Grand Rising? Is it going to the gym? Is it staying on top of your tasks every day? Is it, you know, the discipline to save your money because you're trying to quit your job in a few weeks, few months, few years? Is it discipline with your diet, exercise, so you can become healthier? For some people, they have to lose weight in order to become pregnant. Like, what is it in your life that you have been just kind of like, you know, lackadaisical with? And of course, we're not going to be perfect. But the thing, if we don't get our discipline down, if we don't get this willpower muscle going, you know, it's going to be, we're not going to get ahead the way we want to. We're going to delay ourselves and delay our blessings. I think that's how it really goes, is if you don't get disciplined, if you don't get your mind right, if we don't deny ourselves and have that delayed gratification, we can possibly delay our blessings, possibly, right? Now, there are moments where, you know, especially if you deal with mental health, especially if mental health is something you battle with on a consistent basis, you have to be honest with yourself and know when there are days where you have to take a step back, when you have to just be like, you know what, today's not the day that I'm going to work out my willpower muscle, but tomorrow I'm going to make a change. And we don't always want to worry or rely on tomorrow, because tomorrow may never come, right? But I do want to honor that we are human and that we go through things. But the more willpower we have, the more discipline we have, the more consistent with denying ourselves and getting that instant gratification, the better off we are. I give you guys a few tips. If you guys have a shopping thing, put stuff in your cart, but don't check out. Like, that's one of my biggest ones. Like, when I'm online shopping, I will shop at 5 different stores, have carts full, and not buy a single thing. That's kind of how I curve that. It may work for you. It may not. And also, if you get impulse buys at the grocery store, do not go grocery shopping when you are hungry. That is something you do not do. If you have, let's see what Sherelle says, it's my finances. Just because I have it doesn't mean I have to buy everything I see. I got to get out of that poverty mindset. Absolutely. So one thing about this that I curved or helped me curve a long time ago was making sure I allocated for every single dollar that was in my account. Or say if you have money in your account, right? Because I do believe, and in the science of millionaire mind, it does tell you that you should enjoy yourself. You should not just, I'm going to be disciplined, and never enjoy life. No, you discipline with your budget, you pay your bills, you do your savings, you do your tithes, you do whatever you have structured your finances to do before you get paid. But what you can do to keep money in your pocket or in your account is take out cash. And I know cash isn't popular. I know cash can be very inconvenient. But when I go out, like I went out this weekend, I went to the ATM. I have USAA, so I got the little ATM feedback. Thank God. Hallelujah. But I took out cash and I was like, I'm not spending no more than this cash. I do that on vacation. I will take a certain amount of money on vacation with me, and that's my spending money, period. I'll take out a couple hundred a day. And once it's gone, it's gone. Or I'll be like, oh, I can't get what I want. And it helped. And I leave my cards at the hotel. I do not take my credit cards with me. Or maybe I'll take one for an emergency. But it has kept me on budget. It's kept me from overspending. You know, when you go to certain countries, you feel like you want to just help out everybody and buy from everybody because the things are so beautiful. Like in Jamaica, they have these beautiful handmade wooden like sculptures and all these things. And I'm just like, oh, I want to take them home, but got to stick within my budget. So that helps me 100% with my finances. Shree Amber says, I literally have stuff in my cart now and I will not buy. I haven't bought them. Exactly. Sometimes I'll put everything in my cart. I'll go shopping and then I'll exit out the thing. So it's gone. Or sometimes when you go back, they'll be still in your cart, but it takes time to go get your wallet, to go get your car, to put in those numbers into all of that. So I just don't do that final step. I just don't do that final step if it's something that I don't need. And that's the hard part, needs versus wants, right? But that is a very, very good habit to have before you purchase anything. Is this something I really need? Like really need, not need because, well, I only got one of these at home. Like, do you really need this? And it depends on your financial, but like your financial goals. For some people, they're like, hey, my bills are taken care of. I've saved. I've invested this month. I'm good to spend what I want to spend. It's all up to you. But it's very imperative that whatever financial goals you have, you stay on top of your goals and that we're paying off our debt, you guys. That's my goal this year. We got to start paying off this debt because I was watching Anthony O'Neill and he said something so powerful. And I've heard it before, but it was the way he said it. He said, if you have more money in your closet than you do in your account, something is wrong. And luckily, I don't have that issue. My closet isn't full of designer and stuff, but still, even when we buy the cheap stuff, cheap does not mean better, you guys. Cheap, being cheap or buying cheap things does not mean that you're going to be rich. It's not how you get rich. No. Even the cheap impulsive buyings, like going to Five Below or going to Target, because all of those little $75, $100, you know, those $50 things will add up in the long run. So we have to be very, very meticulous with how we spend our money, because if we plan to be millionaires, if we plan to, you know, have these big investment accounts, if we have these goals to become debt free, it's all the little spending that we're doing that is taking away from those other goals. I went through my receipts in 2021 and the most of my money outside of my home, like when I was saving for my home, went towards food. And I'm just like, I don't remember eating that much. I don't even remember going out that much. But my receipts, and look at your bank statements for real, because sometimes the banks play with you, right? I just noticed how much money I was spending on food. And I know dang well I do not eat every single item that comes into my refrigerator. So that's a problem. So now that I know where my money is going, because I know I'm like, it's not designer. It's not, you know, I traveled a little here and there, but I was just like, where is my money going? And that was the biggest indicator. So make sure you're checking your bank statements. Make sure you're in there actively looking each and every day, making sure that you're adding your little things up and it's down to the penny. One other exercise that I do is I have a little note in my phone of things that I buy. So if I'm at the store, as soon as I get my receipt, depending on if it's a business expense, I'll take the picture, I'll send it off to my email address or whatever, but I keep track of all the little things that I spent and why I spent them. And I will calculate it and add it up at the end of the day, and it better match my bank statement. And you'll be surprised, stuff that the bank doesn't catch, you don't catch. There's an app called You Need a Budget that's very helpful. That app is like $11.99. So it just depends on what you want to do with your finances. But being exact is very meticulous. You won't overdraft. You won't be like, okay, where did my money go? I thought I had $50, because the bank doesn't always catch up with the transactions. And y'all know that sometimes it takes these businesses 10 business days to clear your money. And you're like, wait, I paid that bill already. Like, what's going on? So staying on track of it is extremely important. Patrice says, good morning, you guys. Oh, y'all. My bad. Girl, yes, that is what I do, online window shopping. Then when I have a little extra, I'll buy something from the cart. Now, I will challenge y'all. If you guys have a little extra and you have debt, let's start putting that little extra to pay off our debt. Let's get out of debt. Let's be debt free. So that's bills we don't have to worry about. Let's be debt free. So there's things that we just don't, you know, it's just like our lives become lighter. You know, debt is a sin, according to the Bible. A borrower slave to the lender. And we don't want to be in that space. And I'm speaking to myself 100%, but it's something that you guys can possibly adopt too, because even though in America, debt is, it's a way of life. It's what people do in America to get ahead, to go to school, to get homes, all of those things. So I'm not saying avoid it. You have to do what's best for you and your finances and making good financial moves, but having that lingering thing on you, because all they do is every so many years, they just sell your debt. And then you just have all these revolving credit lines of debt. And it's the same debt from 20, whatever, you know? So we want to make sure that we are executing our financial goals, whatever they are. Let's see. Chrissy says, I use cash at the grocery store to stop impulsive buys. Yes. And when you guys are grocery shopping, man, when you use your calculator, calculate as you go. It's an extra step, but it will keep you on budget. You'll be really surprised of how much just implementing that one little thing when you're grocery shopping. It takes a little bit extra time, but as you're grocery shopping, you calculate as you go, it will help you stay on budget so much. And the times that I've done it and the times I didn't do it was a significant difference, like $50 to $100 difference. But when you're calculating, you're like, okay, I'm getting close to my budget. So what do I have? What do I need? And also making lists before you go, because I'm telling you, when you just buy, when you don't have a budget, when you buy, when you're not calculating, man. And now groceries are doubling in price, you guys. There's supposed to be some sort of food shortage. So they said in about 4 months, we'll see a significant difference in our food prices again. And they already went up. So we got to really make sure that we're not overspending and that we're calculating these things and being very aware of where our money is going. It's extremely important. Let's see. Good morning. Excellent info concerning money and savings and bills, habits, ways to think about our save your finances. Thank you. Oh, y'all, and coupon. I've been couponing now. So what you guys can do is download your store apps, whether it's Target, Publix, Kroger. Albertsons, wherever food place you guys have, download the store's food app or download the grocery store's app and go look through their coupons. All you got to do is go through their coupons, see things that you know you're going to buy or that's on your grocery list, clip the coupons in the app. And when you check out, it automatically goes towards your balance. Like, you don't have to have a coupon book. You don't have to go and clip a whole bunch of coupons or find coupons. A lot of times there are coupons that are already on there. I've saved like $10 here and there, $20. It helps save money. And then you get like dang near free items. So don't be afraid to coupon. Okay. Good morning, Jessica. Charlene says, I use Mint and it's free. You have to log in all of your account into the systems and you get set a nudge if you pass your budget and it notifies you. I love this. What is your opinions on credit cards or business credit? It depends on your goals, Destiny. A lot of wealthy people don't use their own money to fund things. But the thing about credit, any type of credit cards, you have to have the income or the money to pay it back. So if you know you're not disciplined enough, right? Say you're not disciplined with your finances and things like that. I would wait until you're disciplined with finances, but everybody in America needs credit. I can't speak for other countries. You need credit in this country. It is what it is. If you want to buy a house, if you want to buy a car, but you don't have to have a bunch of credit cards to make your credit rate great. You just need to pay your bills on time. If you can, pay them almost down to zero. And it depends on the credit card, but ensure that you know all of this, the specs of your card before you get it. When is your bill due? When do they report your balance to the credit bureaus? All of that is important. What happens if you miss a payment? What's the interest rate if you miss a payment? Because they'll start at zero. And some cards, they stipulate if you miss a payment, it'll go up to like 25, 28%. So you have to factor in all of those things. Like what bonuses do you get from using the card? Can I pay this off? And you need to make sure that you keep your utilization down under 30%. So if they give you a credit card balance of $100, then you only need to spend $30 of it because your credit utilization goes on your credit report and it makes a big difference. I know that we started talking about finances and credit and things like that, but it is very important and it's a part of our willpower and our discipline. So let me get back to the thing and I got y'all when it comes to the comments, I promise. But it says to build willpower, take on the challenge that it requires you to do something you honestly rather not do. Give up the high fat snacks, do 100 sit-ups a day, stand up straight when you catch yourself slouching. That's something I need to do because I do it all the time. Try to learn a new skill. When you find yourself wanting to give up or just not bother, don't. Start with just one activity and make a plan on how you will deal with your troubles when they occur. So it says, if you are craving snacks, I will go eat a fresh or 3 pieces of dried fruit. It will be hard in the beginning, but it will get easier. And that's the whole point. As your strength grows, you can take on more challenges and set up your self-control workout. So it just says constantly build that willpower. When you want to do something else. Replace that habit with something. So if you are a person that likes sweets, maybe replace those sweets with fruit because fruit is real sweet, y'all. Fruit is real sweet, but replace it with fruit instead. Or if you want a cup of coffee, replace it with tea instead. And that all depends. I had to give up coffee as much as I love it. It always made me anxious and it always hurt my stomach like every single time I drank it. So I was like, you know what? Me and coffee just ain't friends. So really start really thinking about that and take that in. It says many of the goals we struggle with year after year have one thing in common. Resisting temptation, trying to ignore the powerful allure of forbidden cigarette, donut, latest budget blowing by impulse requires willpower. When faced with a boring expense report or dense white paper, it takes self-control to avoid checking Facebook, answering emails, or firing up a game of solitaire. Who wrote this? This book must be old. And for some, it takes more strength of will to keep their temper in check at work when colleagues just don't get it. Remember, we talked about that, or subordinates make a mistake. You might expect very successful people who presumably have boatloads of willpower to be particularly good at not giving in. But if anything, they seem to be even more susceptible to temptation than the rest of us. Okay, so we want to make sure that when we have those urges, that we curb them. You know, when we have to do something boring at work, that we fight the urge to do something else. When we have those impulses to buy, that we fight the urge and do something different. When we have those urges to go shopping or go out, or, you know, even when we get FOMO, like, y'all, remember I told my friends this year, like, hey, I'm scaling back. I got things I need to budget. I have things I need to save. I have things I need to focus on. It is hard feeling left out at times. It is hard feeling like, dang, I want to go do this. But we have to make sure that we're keeping our goals in front of us, because we can have all those things. Like, I'm not saying you can't get designer or luxury or spend what you want to at the grocery store. But if you have not tackled your goals yet, then it's just not the time for it yet. All of the stuff ain't going nowhere. It will get more expensive. I will say that it will get more expensive, but those things are not going anywhere. So we want to make sure that we are really staying on track of all of our goals, especially a lot of you guys have financial goals, especially if you're trying to buy a house, especially if you're trying to invest in the stock market, especially if you guys are trying to pay off debt. It is going to take a lot of willpower, discipline, being left out, not going to everything, not being there for everybody, saying no and denying people. You know, that's the biggest one too, especially if you're the one that always has it and friends and family think that they could come borrow from you, or you're taking care of somebody. It's extremely important to set those boundaries. And I got y'all's, I see y'all's comments. I just want to get through this before I don't get too off topic for those who came for discipline. So let's continue. It says your capacity for self-control is not unlike the muscle in your body. Like biceps or triceps, willpower can vary in its strength, not only from person to person, but from moment to moment. Just as well-developed biceps sometimes get tired like and jelly-like after strenuous workout, so does your willpower muscle. Even everyday actions like decision-making or trying to make a good impression can sap this value resource, as can coping with stresses of your career and family. When you tax it too much at once or for too long, the well of self-control runs dry. It is in these moments that the donut wins. So we gotta be very self-aware of where we are, because the weaker we are with our self-control, the weaker we are in that mindset can really push us back and set us back. So we have to gauge, hey, do I have the strength to deny this right now? And you might not want to put yourself in those situations, right? When you're down, when you're not feeling up to it, when, you know, maybe you haven't stuck with your budget because you did a couple things, don't throw the baby out with the bathwater. Don't be like, well, F it. I ain't been following my diet all this week. So I'm, you know what, forget it. I'm going, girl. I'm going to eat that cake, or I'm going to eat that dinner. Don't be like, well, F it. I done already messed up my budget this month, so I'm just going to go shopping. Who cares? Absolutely not. We have to understand that our will has ran dry. We have to understand that we may need a little moment of rest, but we have to just make sure we're sticking in there. It says the good news is that willpower depletion is only temporary. Give your muscles time to bounce back and you'll be back in the fighting form, and get ready to say no to any donut that comes your way. Recent research shows that when rest is not an option, you can actually speed up your self-control recovery and give it a boost when the reserves are low, simply by thinking about people you know who have a lot of self-control. Thinking about my impossibly self-possessed mother does wonders for me when I'm tempted to snap at someone. That was interesting that was what the writer said. So anytime you have urges to cuss somebody out or something like that, think about somebody else that does that you're like, ooh, I don't want to be that way. Or think about all the how far you've come and how much weight and how much time it took you to get where you are so you don't divert back. So it says that in those moments where we want to give in, when we want to, you know, not deny ourselves, even when our well is running dry, it says that in those times when we deny ourselves, that's when the muscle gets stronger. It's crazy. Also, we want to make sure that we're staying on top of what it is that we want, that we have that willpower, that we have that discipline, that we have that focus, that we have those moments where we don't give in, even when it's hard. Take a break, go take a walk, do something. And then for instance, with the gym, sometimes when I absolutely don't want to go to the gym, I make myself go anyway. And I start off by saying, I'll just do the sauna. And then once I'm in the space, I'm like, well, no, because I want to do this too. I want to do this too. So sometimes it's just getting to the space. You know, like if you go to the grocery store, before you go, make sure you have a snack. Make sure you have a list of you know, you go through your cabinet so you don't overbuy. I know people that have multiple things in their house. Like unless you're stockpiling, don't have multiple things. Go through your cabinets. Have a list. Prepare. Hey, I'm only having this budget. Stop by the ATM. Do all of the things necessary. So when you get to the grocery store, it's not like an effort free for all. Take out your calculator as soon as you wipe down your cart. Boom, my calculator is up and ready to go. Stay on top of those little things. Hey, do not go on those websites if you cannot just put things in your cart and abandon it. It's not great for the business, but it's great. It's better for your pockets. It says, or you can try giving yourself a pick-me-up. I don't mean a cocktail. I mean something that puts you in a good mood. Again, not a cocktail. It may be mood enhancing, but alcohol is definitely not willpower enhancing. Absolutely not. It actually does the opposite. Anything that lifts your spirits, listening to your favorite song, watching a funny video, calling a good friend, or reflecting on your past success should also help you restore your self-control strength when you're looking for a quick fix. The other way in which willpower is like a muscle and is really great, and it's really great news for those who are struggling to get their impulses under control, is that it can be made stronger over time. If you give it regular workouts, recent studies show that daily activities such as exercising, keeping track of your finances, or what you are eating, or even just remembering to sit up straight every time you think about it, can strengthen your capacity for self-control. So saying the more we do it, the more it becomes second nature, the more it becomes a habit. Like if you go to the store and you say, well, I don't shop without my calculator, no matter who you're with, even if that person's like, oh my gosh, you're taking forever, then you just don't need to come with me on my shopping trips because this is how I shop. I shop with my calculator. I make sure that I get prices for everything. I make sure that I am doing exactly what I need to do because at the end of the day, it's your budget. Oh, girl, you, and nobody even says this. I don't know why we think that we can't wear things over and over and over again. Nobody ever says, oh, you wore that outfit before. Nobody cares but us. But just even that, like, oh, I don't want to wear this. I've wore this already. That's what clothes are for. We're supposed to wear them over and over and over and over and over and over and over again. I don't know why. I think with social media, we have this narrative like, oh, I can't take a picture in something twice. Says who? There is no social media rule that says that. Nobody, I have never seen somebody wore something, and I really don't know, but I've never seen somebody wear something and I go, oh my gosh, she already wore that. Nobody cares. Nobody cares. So if that's keeping you from staying on top of your budget, then we got to fix our mindsets around that. We got to live out of that. And we got to stop caring about what we think other people think, y'all. The four agreements. Okay. Let's see. But going back, I hope I answered your question, Destiny. Credit cards are needed in America, but well, credit is needed, not credit cards. So you have to understand the credit cards, know what you're getting yourself into, knowing how they work, knowing when they report to the credit bureau, knowing when you need to pay it off, because the due date and when your bill is when your balance is reported to the credit bureaus are two different days. So make sure you understand that. So say for instance, getting back to Destiny's question, say for instance, my bill is due on the 12th, right? Actually, it is due today. My bill is due on the 12th, but sometimes the credit card bureaus will report your balance on the 10th, or they'll report it on a whole different day. So say if my credit card balance was $1,000, right? And I paid it down to zero on the 12th, they've already reported that $1,000 on the 10th. So I don't even really get credit for me paying down my balance to zero. So you knowing when those credit cards report is super, super important with making sure that you maximize your credit to debt ratio, because what's the point of paying it off? So say if you every month you put it, you spend $1,000, right? And every month you pay it on the due date and you get it down to zero. Whatever your balance is when they report it to the credit bureau is going to be what it is going to be that balance. So you'll never get credit for having that zero balance. Your credit report will never reflect that zero. I mean, that credit to debt ratio properly. They'll report it on how whatever that balance is when they report. So make sure that you understand the ins and outs of credit cards. I don't think credit is bad. I don't think business credit is bad at all. I actually need it, but make sure you're disciplined enough to pay it off. Make sure you have the income and the finances to pay it off, because all of these things on social media are great. Oh, get this on business credit, you can do this, but you got to make sure you have the money to pay it back, because credit is a loan. They are loaning you money at an interest. They're loaning you money at an interest rate. So make sure you have the money to pay it back. And you should be using credit like a game. There should be a reason and a purpose behind you getting credit. And keeping your credit good is great no matter what, because if your credit's great, you never have to worry about being denied for something. When it's time for something, you can just start the process. You know, I told you guys, it took me a while to get my house because I had to get my credit in order. So keeping your credit straight, period, is just great for you to do every single day, every single month, everybody should be checking their credit reports regularly. But if you're going to spend it, make sure you have it to put it back. Do not overspend. Do not hit that limit. Make sure you are paying off your credit cards or doing what you have to do for your credit. She Amber says, yes, calculating as I go before you really helps you stay on budget. Absolutely. Good morning. I go to the grocery store website app and make a list there. Then I go to the store. You can see the total amount amount will be at right at home. I love that. So you guys can shop right from your store. Now I don't do that because sometimes I'll be needing stuff and I'll be like, oh, where is this at? But that's a great idea because you can see. And Anaya, to caveat, you can get them delivered. A lot of the apps have like free delivery and things like that, depending on what store you go to. So you can definitely shop from home, stay exactly on budget, and not have those impulse buys by going into the store and getting them delivered. Or they can do all the shopping for you, have them ready for you at the grocery counter. So all you got to do is go in there, pick up your groceries and leave. So then you have no reason to pick up extra stuff. Maybe I need to start doing that, because there's always something a little extra that goes in my basket that I wasn't even thinking about. Nana says, yes, couponing is really good here in the UK, and a few shops there is a price difference between those who have coupons and those who don't. So you guys can coupon in the UK as well. And maybe it's over there too, but some stores price match depending on what you're buying. If you show like Target or Walmart, somebody else's price that is cheaper, then sometimes they price match. So you can ask the store, go into the customer service lines, like, hey, do you price match? Now, all of this does take extra work, but this is how people keep their money. And of course, nickeling and diming isn't like the best way, but if you want to stay on budget and know exactly where every single penny is going, then this is very important. Because if you notice that, hey, I never have money, or I'm living paycheck to paycheck and I'm making enough and it shouldn't be like this, you definitely need to keep track of your money and where it's going at all times. Kill says, does anyone know how to get a business line of credit? I want to use it to start up my business, but I don't know what to do because I felt like a loan is too risky at 23. I actually do have somebody that I can bring on to talk about business credit. I actually learned a lot this weekend about business credit, but since I'm not an expert, I don't want to give you guys financial advice or advice. But maybe that's something I can bring on. I can bring somebody on to talk about business credit with you guys and things like that, if that's something that you guys are interested in, Kelly's world. But if you guys have tips for her, let her know, please. Authenticating Beauty says, I love the Digit app and it to save automatically. That is one for sure. And I have Acorn too. Percy says, good morning, Brie. Good morning, Percy. I go to the gym and I realize that discipline sometimes carries over in other areas. No, absolutely. If you lack discipline in one area, 9 times out of 10, you probably lack discipline in other areas. you know, discipline is a muscle, like the book says. And so if you strengthen your discipline muscle in one area, you will be surprised how it trickles over into other areas in your life. But I do know people who are extremely disciplined at the gym, but they treat people like crap. So make sure that not only are you disciplined, but you're also a good person. I know that has nothing to do with Percy, but it's something about that just struck my mind, because, you know, you can be very disciplined and a crappy person. So make sure you're a good person too. Good morning, Vanessa. Amber says, some people think they will look cheap with a calculator, but that not that way. It helps you stay on budget for sure. I don't care. Remember, we talk about people's, I do not care about looking cheap, because my money is my money. And you guys, all of those little things add up. I'm telling you, especially like when I was just looking at all those receipts from last year, and they were all like grocery receipts. And I was like, what in the freak? That stuff adds up, y'all. So if that's what's going to help you stay on budget, you got to do what's going to work for you. You have to do what's going to better your pockets, your financial situation. Because say if you saved $50 by staying on top of your budget, you can put that towards your debt. You could put that towards your credit card. You could put that $50 towards something else you need, your business. But if we're not disciplined, even when we go out to dinner, you know, especially here in Atlanta, things can add up. Those drinks add up. Things add up. So maybe forgoing the cocktails and just getting an entree, or you just have a budget. Say, hey, I'm only spending $100. I'm not going over this. So you know what your entree is going to be. You know how much your drinks are going to be. And so you just put your cash down at the end of your tab, you know, or if you guys go all in, it depends on you and your friends, but you guys split it or whatever the case may be, you have your cash. Or, you know, you can cash app somebody, something like that. But make sure you're staying on top of your budget. It's very, very important. Cooking with Raw. I have a comedy show I'm supposed to be going to next week, in which I already paid $169 for my ticket. I really don't want to go, but I don't want to go, and my priorities have changed. You can resell your tickets on, what is it? Ticketmaster, StubHub. There's a few apps where you can resell your tickets. So, and you can advertise them on social media if that's something that you just don't want to do. I will say, though, I don't know your priorities and what you have in your current situation. But what I will say is I don't think that there's anything wrong with having experiences. Every time I've went to a concert, went on a vacation, even though I spent money, because I don't want us to have a poverty mindset where we feel like we have to hold on to everything. And I'm not saying that this is you, Raw, at all. Because I don't know your situation, but we have to enjoy our lives too. I'm a firm believer that you do deserve a day out. You do deserve time with friends. You do deserve, you know, especially when it's not all the time. If you're being very disciplined with your time, if you're being very disciplined with your money, I do definitely think those little treats and those little times that you get to laugh and enjoy your life are extremely important, because those are the things you're going to remember the most. You won't remember being disciplined in saving your money. Well, you will, but you don't remember all those little sacrifices, but you will remember shows and trips and things like that. So if it's in your budget, if you can afford it, if it's not going to cause you any type of financial hardship, then I say enjoy yourself. But I don't know your situation, so I'm speaking very generally when it comes to this. Like, I love concerts. I will spend money on concerts. But if it's in my budget, if I can afford it, if it's something that I can do, I will go ahead and do that. And I never regret enjoying myself or seeing my favorite artists or things like that. But I have to make sure that it's in my budget and it's something that is not going to cause me, again, a hardship. Like, don't do anything that's going to put you in the negative or have you stressed out, or, you know, that, oh, shoot, I bought this, but I should be paying this. So make sure that that's something that is really, really for you. Good morning, Galaxy Girl. I like that name. Girl, I have dresses for over 10 years ago and I still wear. If you still enjoy wearing. Okay, let's talk about this, Anaya. Naya, let's talk about this. Now, my honey had to tell me to let some of my stuff go, because I'm the same way. I have stuff from college, high school. But what I will say is, like I said, being cheap is not going to make us rich, right? If you enjoy the items, keep wearing them. If they're quality now, if they have holes in them, if the shoes are scuffed up, if the shoes are falling apart, if the shoes have seen better days, y'all, we have to let these things go and make room for new. One thing that I don't ever want us to get into this is, again, that poverty mindset that I have to only keep what I have and I can't get anything else. And no, there is a ebb and flow with being very disciplined and very strategic with your money. And then also treating yourself, rewarding yourself and and making clothes a part of your budget, making your hair, your nails and things a part of your budget so that you're not overspending, but it is something that you're still taking care of yourself. You're still enjoying yourself. You know, I went through a phase where I didn't want to get my hair done or get my nails done or whatever to spend money. But then I felt crappy about myself. I didn't feel like I was pretty. I didn't feel good. I didn't feel, you know, my best. So I do believe that's an investment also, just like we invest in stocks and crypto and our savings and things like that. Treating yourself, getting a haircut is an investment. You know, women getting our hair done, our nails done, depending on what you do. You know, sometimes the nails can get out of control and it could be a really, really pricey bill. But getting your nails done, getting your feet done, keeping yourself up is an investment within itself. So don't ever feel, make sure you budget, but don't feel bad for spending money on yourself to look good and feel good. Because when you look good and you feel good, you're going to perform better. You're going to put your best foot forward, especially those of y'all who are dating and stuff. That is something that is extremely important, because when you feel good, when you have confidence, when you know your hair is done, you know your nails are done, you know you're feeling exuberant, that energy exudes, and that's how you attract people. So make sure that you guys are still investing in yourself smartly, of course, right? Don't overdo it. I'm not telling you to get the $400 or $500 weave now. I ain't telling you to go spend $600, because these hairstyles, y'all, nowadays can go up. But I found a braid shop through my friend, and I spent a little money on getting my hair done. I spent a little money on getting my nails done. We don't have to break the bank, but we definitely need to invest in ourselves, keep ourselves up so we look good and we feel good. Thank you for the super chat, Percy. Why doesn't it let me open it from up here? Now I got to go all the way down and lose my place. I don't know why they do that. Percy says, you can still fit your high school clothes. You're blessed. Yes, I have not gained weight in like 10 years. Thank you, Percy. And thank you for the super chat. Yes, I have. But because of that, I have kept things way past expiration date. You know, I've gotten, they call it a, what is it? Your wear ratio is that you wear clothes, you've gotten your money's worth pretty much. So make sure that we're still investing in ourselves and we're letting go of old stuff. I just went through my closet and have a big old garbage bag that I'm giving away. So, okay, awesome, Destiny. Okay, perfect. So I'll see if she can come on and talk about business credit and things like that. Or maybe we'll do another video on my YouTube channel just in general. I have so many videos to make for y'all. Y'all bear with me. I'm a one-woman show. I promise it's coming. Grand Rising, just getting to listen. What book are you referring to? Hi, Diavion. It is 9 Things Successful People Do Differently by Heidi Grant Halverson. I guess that's how you say her name. Let's see. Amber says, there's so many things that I had that my man's had to show me to let go of or go or sell. I have a bag full of things that I'm going to the Goodwill this weekend. Yes, we have to allow ourselves. Just know that we're worth new things. We're worth it. But there's a difference between trying to keep up with somebody and spending money you don't have to look like something. And there's a difference between investing myself, because this is going to make myself feel good. This is going to make myself look good. This is going to make myself, you know, really want to take those photos, take those pictures, start that business, whatever it is. We do have to invest in ourselves and do right. You know, some people can look a mess. I feel like for us ladies, we can't do that. I don't know. It's something in our DNA. We just can't look a mess. Our hair just can't be looking any type of way. Our nails can't just be looking any type of way. So as long as we are budgeting and keeping it strategic, instead of getting the $200 set, maybe get the $50 manicure. Maybe like I did gel this time. I just grew out my nails, did a little gel manicure instead of getting acrylics. We can make, you know, arrangements, but my nails is done. You feel me? And I don't get my nails done all the time. I'm not one that stays in the shop. But what I will say is when my hair done, my nails are done, I do feel better. I do have more confidence in myself. And that's definitely a tip. Like, sometimes we'll cheapen ourselves and shortcut the stuff that we should spend money on for us to execute the way we need to. And we'll spend money on food. We'll spend money somewhere else. We'll buy something at Target that we didn't need, or we'll buy extra shampoo and conditioner, all this stuff, right? But we still spent the money anyway. So why not do it in a strategic way that is going to bring us a return on our investment? Because that is the key. Keep loading up the comments. We got about 10 minutes. Let me just finish out this book. We're reading 9 Things Successful People Do Differently. We are talking about willpower and discipline for those of you who are just tuning in right now. All right. So it says, let me see. Did I already read that? Okay, I did. Sorry, y'all. I'm just going to read this again because I think it was good. The other way is in which willpower is like a muscle, and it's really great news for those struggling to get our impulses under control, is that it can be made stronger over time. If you give it regular workouts, recent studies show daily activities such as exercising, keeping track of your finances or what you're eating, or even just remembering to sit up straight every time you think about it, can strengthen your capacity for self-control. It says, so if you want to build your more willpower, start by picking an activity or avoiding one that fits with your lifestyle and your goals. Anything that requires you to override an impulse or desire again and again, and add this activity to your daily routine. So think about something that you want to overcome, whether it be drinking coffee, eating, spending more, and implement different habits to override your impulse. The times where you have impulse of buy, override your stuff yourself to say, I'm sticking with my budget. I'm not doing that. Or whatever will take for you to, you know, stay on top of it. It says examples for the past research includes giving up sweets, refrain from cursing, or using your non-dominant hand to open the door, and brushing your teeth, and avoid starting sentences with I. But you can choose just about anything for your self-control exercise, so long as it involves overcoming an urge, doing something you'd rather not do. So when you get the urges to do something, try to do the opposite. Play a game with yourself. See if that works and helps you. But that is the way that we strengthen our willpower muscle. It says, depending on your habits, making your bed each morning or limiting your time on Facebook might be a great place to start, or Instagram. Or TikTok for some of y'all. It will be hard in the beginning, but it will get easier over time. And if you hang in there, because of your capacity for self-control will grow. So if you want more self-control, you just have to exercise it like a muscle. You want more discipline, you have to exercise it like a muscle. So the more we deny ourselves in the short term, the easier it gets over time. You know, by saying, no, I'm not going to go to that event, or no, I'm not going to spend this money, or yes, I'm going to pull out my calculator and coupon before I go grocery shopping, whatever the task is, the more you override it, the easier it will get. It will be hard at first. And some habits, it's going to take a little time to kick, you know, more so for others than some, but you definitely can do it. Shamber says, I'm glad you're saying this because I need to do a budget for my hair and nails and my feet, because there are so many times I didn't feel cute because of it. It is an investment because you are your business. Exactly. Especially women, like, man, we have to feel good about ourselves in the physical form. And that's just the society we live in. And you want to feel good when we're looking back at yourself. There's nothing wrong with that. Since the beginning of time, people have been taking, that's just taking care of yourself. That's it. So before you get down and say, oh, I don't need to spend money on this, it is taking care of yourself. I've tried to do my feet myself. It don't come out the same. it doesn't come out the same. I tried doing my nails myself. It does not come out the same. And it's the same as delegating for things in your business. Like if you're not a great graphic designer, you're not going to make those graphic changes. You're going to hand over that task to somebody else. So think about it in the same light. These are things that you can invest. This is how you invest in yourself to make yourself feel good. Because when you look good, you feel good. And when you feel good, you execute at your highest, you know, capacity. So work that into your budget. You know, find a stylist that fits your budget. Just because this girl charges $600 don't mean you got to go to her. You can charge somebody something else. Something that I stopped doing was acrylics, though, because acrylic to me wasn't a good return on my investment. It broke down my nail bed, and to each their own. I'm not saying you should be anti-acrylics, but I just stopped doing them for me and just started worrying about my real nails. Lashes. I love, y'all, I absolutely love false lashes, but that expense for me just wasn't something that I was willing to continue with because that was an expense that was coming, like, and that expense wasn't worth it to me. So when I go out and when I have an event, I do strip lashes. So you have to figure out what works for you. But believe, I would love to get, I love lashes. Lashes are amazing. So maybe that's something that I'll put in my budget. I'm not sure yet. It's really not feasible right now because I have other things that I want to pay off. So you have to decide for yourself, like making one sacrifice to ensure that you're sticking with your financial goals. However, still meeting yourself halfway to invest in yourself so you can look good, so you can feel good, so you can show up and be the best version of yourself as possible. And some people don't care about it. So you have to gauge what's important to you. But we would never tell men to stop getting haircuts, right, ladies? So we can't do that to ourselves. Yes, we do need balance because I tend to have a scarcity mindset. My bad, y'all. A scarcity mindset, and it's not good as well. As you said, I'm currently smartly investing in myself. Absolutely. Yeah, because if we have a mindset of, I can't do that, then we stop taking care of ourselves. And we can't do that, y'all. We got too much. We too fine. We are too fine out here not to be taking care of ourselves, y'all. And that's another reason why I stopped wearing makeup for Morning Motivation. As much as I loved the look and be polished, Monday through Friday, having that much makeup on my face wasn't something I was willing to sacrifice. I love y'all to pieces. I actually love how I look with makeup on, but wearing it every single day just wasn't healthy for my skin. So I had to make that sacrifice. And so I just started paying more attention to my skin and taking care of my skin better. So I'll, instead of spending money on makeup, I'll spend money on facial products. You know what I mean? So it just depends on you. Smartly investing in ourselves. Exactly. Smartly. Like, we don't have to go overboard. Like I said, you don't got to get the $600 weave. You don't got to get the, you know, $200 nails. Just do something that works for yourself. For lashes, I use cluster lashes once a week. Ooh, okay. Thank you, Patrice. Thank you, girl. Yeah, y'all, because I love getting my lashes done. But that expense, and I would have to get them done every week and a half, that $200, I was just like, you know what? And I pull my natural lashes too. I have a anxiety thing where I pull my natural lashes. So if anytime y'all see missing lashes, I've pulled them. So that's another reason why to stop getting lashes, because the impulse to pull. It's like a little, it's like a safe, it's really weird. It's really, really weird. It's like a safety blanket. I've talked to therapists and things about it. I've researched it. It's an anxiety thing. So that's another reason why I don't get lashes and I'll just wear strips, is because I have a tendency to pick and pull at my lashes. I'm working on that, because your girl can't be out here looking like a little naked mole rat, even though sometimes I do, but it is what it is. I'm glad I caught this live. I'm so happy you too. Lashes are so expensive, but I'm addicted. I know, because they just make you look so good. So, but the thing is, Destiny, if it's in your budget and you can afford it and it's not taking away from your financial goals and what you want to do, to each their own. Do you. There, you know, there's people that's something that they just work into their budget. But as long as you budget, as long as you're staying on top of your financial goals, like I said, as long as you're being disciplined, it is totally okay. Everybody's situation is different. So that's why you can't say what I do works. You know, you have to really know, hey, this is my budget. This is how much I have to spend. And this is what I'm willing to spend. I say, go for it, girl. Cause I know, me too. I was addicted for a minute, but I was just like, dang, I'm spending all this money on. I was spending like like $800 damn near a month on lashes. And I was like, okay, B, we ain't doing this. We are not doing this. But that was me, though. I made that sacrifice for myself. So if it's for you, do you. But there are things that I've cut back, but I made sure that I stay on top of maintenance. And it's so super important. And clothes. Because how we present ourselves says a lot to the world. That could be make or break you getting a business deal. That could make or break networking. That could make or break a lot. So we want to make sure we're putting our best foot forward as much as possible. Patrice says, no problem. Yes, it's cheaper and better for your real lashes. Okay, I got to, Patrice, I'm going to talk to you. We're going to have to figure that out. And I got to send you your book. So we got to talk anyway. So yeah. Okay, you guys. Well, it is 9 o'clock. I hope you guys have a beautiful and blessed day. We went over willpower and self-discipline with 9 things successful people do differently. So just make sure that we are working on that muscle. So how we develop that muscle is by continuing to stay on top of it, continuing to deny ourselves those little impulses, the things that we know that we're not supposed to do. So anytime you think about it, make sure that you do the opposite. So if you want some sweets, go grab some fruit. If you want some coffee, you know you're not supposed to drink coffee, substitute that for something else. If you know you're supposed to be, you want to go shopping and you're not supposed to because it's not in the budget, window shop and do not check out. Window shop and do not check out, okay? But I hope you guys have a beautiful and blessed day. She Amber, you have a message in the chat box. You guys, make sure you guys check out She Amber. She does her prayers. And somebody's asking for it. But I hope you guys have a beautiful and blessed day. And I will catch you all tomorrow. Bye, y'all.